Good morning. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. If implemented, a program available in Kansas could provide meals for thousands of children across the state, as Kansas is one of 37 states to opt into a summer food program that was created to give qualifying families money for food over the summer. And if finalized, each month during the summer, the program will provide families with $40 per child. Haley Kotler with Kansas Appleseed said the program would benefit families throughout Kansas. She said what they do know is that kids are getting free and reduced price lunches at school during the year, but when summer comes around, they may not have access to healthy nutrition. And the increased food insecurity that comes with children out of school adds urgency to the issue. She stated that she receives so many more emails during the summer from parents figuring out where they can find food for their kids and how they can get those resources. Families of children on free or reduced lunches who think they may qualify for the EBT program can reach out to their school district or the Department for Children and Families to see if they qualify for SNAP food benefits. Bird flu has been identified in two commercial dairy operations in Kansas and another in Texas, and the Kansas Department of Agriculture said, as far as they know, this is the first time dairy cattle have tested positive for the virus. The Kansas Department of Agriculture said there's no concern to the commercial milk supply, as the pasteurization process inactivates any bacteria or virus. Though there are still questions about how avian flu is spreading to cattle, and the Kansas Department of Agriculture said they're still in their early stages of finding out. They said right now, 10% of cows and dairies that have reported the outbreak are showing symptoms of bird flu. The flu isn't very serious in cows. There's a very low death rate, and they typically recover within about 10 days. There haven't been any indications the virus is spreading from cow to cow. It's believed the virus is only being spread directly from wild birds to cattle. And Kansas Department of Agriculture Animal Health Commissioner Justin Smith said the virus mainly seems to be affecting dairies in the southwest corner of Kansas. For now, the state is working on doing studies on every dairy housing cattle with symptoms consistent with the illness, and those include low milk production and a loss of appetite. Kansas lawmakers are pushing for stronger laws and tougher penalties for drivers who don't pull over because getting too close to roadside service vehicles has proven to be dangerous. On Tuesday, the Kansas State House in Topeka approved a new traffic safety bill that requires drivers to move over in traffic to make room for workers on the side of the roads. And this proposed update to the state's existing move-over laws would include most vehicles with flashing warning lights or where roadside flares are used. This includes any stationary vehicle, as well as tow trucks, utility trucks, and garbage trucks, and they would require drivers to move over and make space for workers to do business safely. The expanded Kansas law will also penalize drivers who use handheld cell phones in construction zones or school zones. This bill now goes to the State Senate in Topeka. Legislators gave final approval Tuesday to a bill that would require Kansas abortion providers to ask their patients why they want to terminate their pregnancies and then report the answers to the state. The Senate approved the bill 27-13 after the House approved it earlier this month, sending the measure to Governor Kelly, who is a strong abortion rights supporter and is expected to veto the bill. However, supporters appear to have exactly the two-thirds majorities in both chambers that they would need to override a veto. At least 8 states require similar reporting, but none of them has had a statewide vote on abortion rights as Kansas did in August 2022, and Democrats are frustrated because Republicans and anti-abortion groups have pursued new rules for abortion providers despite the 2022 vote. Those supporters of the reporting bill said it would give the state better data that would help legislators make policy decisions. The bill would require providers to ask patients 11 questions about their reasons for terminating a pregnancy. And they include if they can't afford another child, raising a child would hinder their education or careers, or a spouse or partner wanted them to have an abortion. A woman would not be required to answer, however. The bill also require providers to report each patient's age, marital status, race, and education level while using a confidential code for each patient so that they wouldn't be identified to the state. And the state would be barred for at least 5 years from identifying the abortion providers in the data it publishes. In Nebraska news, court documents show that a man was arrested Saturday after causing over $7,000 in damage at a Lincoln hospital. 41-year-old Nathan Larson arrived at Bryan West Medical Center and claimed to be dying. And while in the emergency room, Larson became upset because nurses weren't giving him Ativan, which is sometimes used to treat anxiety. Larson stood up, tore a patient transport monitor off of its base, and started swinging it around the room, causing an estimated $7,000 to $10,000 in damage. Larson left the hospital at around 5:40 p.m., and officers later found him near 17th and South Streets and arrested him on suspicion of felony criminal mischief. A Lancaster County judge set Larson's bond at $5,000, and he must pay $500 to be released from jail. 32-year-old Jeffrey Stewart, a former director of Nebraska Transit Service, was charged Monday with unauthorized use of a financial transaction device. Court documents allege that when he was the director of North Fork Area Transit in Norfolk, Stewart used business credit cards for personal expenses. Credit card statements filed with the court show payments to casinos, hotels, and airlines. The unauthorized purchases from April to December of 2022 totaled more than $740,000. Stewart was charged in December 2022 with theft by unlawful taking, and he was arrested in July after turning himself in at the U.S.-Mexico border. A preliminary hearing on the new charge is scheduled for April 10th in Madison County District Court, and Stewart's trial is set to start on May 13th. North Fork Area Transit is a nonprofit, but the Nebraska State Auditor's Office said 83% of its funding comes from the state, Madison County, and the city of Norfolk. In an audit of the bus service, the state found over $1.1 million in inappropriate spending in 2022. The Lancaster County Sheriff's Office is warning people of scammers posing as a retired chief deputy. As on Monday, the Sheriff's Office said it received reports of scammers identifying themselves as Chief Deputy William Jarrett, who retired 12 years ago. The scammers tell people that they missed court and that a warrant has been issued for their arrest, and people are then asked to pay money to dismiss the warrant. The agency stated in a press release that the Lancaster County Sheriff's Office will never demand money over the phone to dismiss a warrant. The Sheriff's Office said this is a typical scam in which criminals pose as administrators to extort money by threatening to arrest people. Anyone who receives this type of call should contact the Sheriff's Office at 402-441-6500 or your local law enforcement. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
A medical marijuana bill is set to get a hearing at the Kansas State House, and it's the first hearing scheduled on a marijuana proposal this session. Kansas lawmakers scheduled Senate Bill 555 for a hearing tomorrow, Thursday, March 28th at 8 a.m., and the bill is currently in the Senate Committee on Federal and State Affairs. The proposal is backed by Kansas Natural Remedies, a hemp cultivator based in Wichita, and it establishes a medical cannabis pilot program for limited cultivation, processing, and dispensing of medical cannabis and medical cannabis products. The bill hearing is scheduled to take place in Room 144S at the Kansas State House on Thursday. A Kansas Highway Patrol cruiser was struck and two semi-trailers collided during Monday's snowstorm along Interstate 70. The crash occurred at around 3:40 p.m. in the eastbound lanes of I-70, about 5 miles east of Grainfield, as Kansas Highway Patrol Trooper Thad Wheels was working a prior non-injury crash involving multiple vehicles and was providing traffic control around the scene when a Freightliner semi struck Wheels' parked cruiser. The Freightliner then continued to slide before striking road debris, hitting a Toyota Highlander, which was trying to move around the debris, and the Freightliner then continued eastbound, jackknifing, until it was stopped by the first jackknife semi from the earlier crash. After being hit, the Highlander continued past the jackknife semi before coming to rest on its wheels facing north, and the patrol cruiser came to rest in the south ditch. Wheels was not in the cruiser at the time of the crash. The driver of the Freightliner was not injured, and the driver of the Highlander and a passenger were not injured. However, another passenger in the Highlander was transported to Quinter Hospital with minor injuries. This crash was one of 23 total crashes that Kansas Highway Patrol Troop D worked during Monday's storm in northwest Kansas. State agencies are always looking for new talent to help improve Kansas, so the virtual job fair hosted by Kansas Works allows those looking for a state position to fill out applications, chat live, and interview virtually with participating agencies. The state agency virtual job fair will be held from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. today, Wednesday, March 27th, and registration is required to participate in the state agency virtual job fair, regardless of your previous participation. The state agency virtual job fair portal features helpful information such as a job seeker training video, a list of participating employers, and channels for attendees to register and log in. And job seekers are encouraged to dress professionally, as employers may request to engage in a video interview. Candidates can participate through any digital device. And for more information on the virtual job fair and how to register, you can visit kansasworks.com. The Kansas Wildlife and Parks Commission, alongside newly appointed Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks Secretary Chris Kennedy, will hold its next public meeting tomorrow, Thursday, March 28th, at the Topeka and Shawnee County Library Marvin Auditorium in Topeka. The hybrid meeting will begin at noon and conclude once all agenda items are covered. And while all are welcome to attend, interested parties don't need to be physically present to participate. Instructions for participation by Zoom, phone, and live video or audio streaming can be accessed at ksoutdoor.com and clicking on instructions to participate in virtual meeting. During the March 28, 2024 public meeting, commissioners will vote on amendments to big game and wild turkey permit applications to add clarifying language, amendments for fur bearers, open seasons, and bag limits to introduce an extended season for the taking of raccoon and possum by hunting and trapping. And if approved, the extended season would take place annually from the first day of March through the first Tuesday after the second Saturday in November of the same year. And amendments to personal watercraft, definition, requirements, and restrictions that define personal watercraft operating requirements and restrictions. Commissioners will then allot time for general public comment on non-agenda items, receive an agency and state fiscal status update, receive a 2024 legislative update, and have a general discussion on trout program regulations to include season length and permit prices and the aquatic species recovery program. Commissioners will conclude the public meeting by hearing workshop items, which are items that may be voted on at a future date, and they include antelope 25 series regulations, elk 25 series regulations, military deer seasons, new carcass movement regulation, webless migratory bird regulations, and waterfowl regulations. The next Kansas Wildlife and Parks Commission meeting is scheduled for Thursday, April 25th at the K-State Campus College Center Conference Room in Salina. Funeral services for Alberta Guile, 87 of Almena, will be held at 2 p.m. tomorrow, Thursday, March 28th at the Norton Christian Church, and burial will follow in the Mount Hope Cemetery in Almena. Memorial contributions may be made to the Norton Christian Church and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton, and condolences may be left for the family at plummergobber.com. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School: for lunch, you'll have potato boats, baked beans, fruit cocktail, whole wheat roll, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be pepperoni pocket, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be mac and cheese, meatballs, roll, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today: there's a slight chance of flurries before 10 a.m. Otherwise, it's going to be mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny with the high near 48 and a south wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be partly cloudy with a low around 26 and a south wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Thursday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 64 with a south wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. And on Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 34. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Friday it should be mostly sunny with a high near 64. On Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 58. On Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 60. On Monday, there's a 20% chance of showers. Otherwise, it'll be partly sunny with a high near 53. And on Tuesday, it should be sunny with a high near 55 and breezy. Currently, with partly cloudy skies, it is 27 degrees. The humidity is 74%. The wind speed is south at 5 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.08, the dew point is 19 degrees, and our current wind chill is 21 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 823.